Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 7:24. Before I bring on our great guest in 1 second here, I just want to play a cut from Doug Peterson because Doug Peterson is not happy with the city right now. Here's what he said.
In this city, the quarterback and the head coach, right? I mean, it's all about the QB and the head coach. And everybody else can almost go by the wayside, I guess.
All right. Mike Lombardi knows a little bit about football, Al, since he is the star of the GM Shuffle podcast. He is a contributor to TheAthletic.com and has a great book out called Grid Our Genius. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. I think I disagree with that. I think Philadelphia is about winning. I think that's ultimately what everybody's about, isn't it? Isn't we all about winning? And when you're 22-21-1 since the Super Bowl, winning hasn't been consistent.
Yeah, he's basically saying we put too much pressure on the quarterback and the head coach when there are plenty of other people to blame. But isn't that true in every city, Mike?
I think it's true in every city, every sport. I mean, you know, that's what fans root for. That's why they're called fans. They're fanatics. They want to win. They want to be a part of an experience that wins. And 3 years ago, that celebration down Broad Street is the reason why so many people are passionate about the team. And you know, with the good comes the bad. And if you can't fix the problem, I mean, everybody keeps asking Doug the question, they ask the question if Carson's going to continue to be the starter. I think the question that has to get asked is, if Carson's not the problem, as indicated by you continuing to play him, then what's the problem?
Boy, that's a perfect question. Mike, that's a perfect question. Because here's what we're taking from it. They can't fix Carson. You're watching him play. You're an executive in football. Is there a way to fix him?
Well, first of all, let's start with protecting him.
All right.
When are you – like Jason Peters, how much were you going to watch that game and know he couldn't block Olivier Vernon? Like, Jason Peters has been one of the best players in Eagle history. It's great. So was Chuck Benarek. So was Bill Berge. They're all great. But at some point, they can't play anymore. And they can't handle certain guys. He can't block him. You know, everything about the quarterback playing well starts with protection. You know, it's great to get 5 in a route. It's great to throw the ball as much as we do. It's great that analytics says we need to throw it. It's the only way we can score. But if the quarterback's on his back on most plays, all that stuff that looks good on a blackboard doesn't work. It's not real good. And when you average 6 yards a carry and you're the 31st team in rushing attempts and you average 6.4 yards per pass attempt, and you're third in most passing attempts, there's a little bit of a balance problem there. Common sense says, you know, we're actually better running than we are throwing. Maybe we should run. I don't want to run. I'm a true believer in you score points by throwing the football. However, I'm a bigger believer in protecting the quarterback. And sometimes you're going to have to chip the ends. You're going to have to keep people in so that you can allow the quarterback to feel comfortable and protected.
Wow. All right. Now, what about – because Doug has really – he has not given up play calling. He loves play calling. Do you like the way he's calling the plays?
Well, you know, I think the problem with calling the play – first of all, let's go back. You know, we hired the guy from the Rams because we're going to run the Rams offense. Do you see anything like the Rams offense on the field when you watch? Of course
no.
you don't. It's
no.
still the same offense that it was last year, even though there's 12 of them in the room coming up with the offense. I'm not sure it's the play calling. I think it's the philosophy. Like, if it doesn't start with protecting the quarterback, keeping him from getting the crap beat out of him, which started in week 1. It started in week 1, you know, and it's continued. Quarterbacks are like boxers. When they get hit too much, they react to things that aren't there. Boxer, it's the called your eye level. Eye levels of quarterbacks. And Wentz's eye level has been trending down for the last 2 years. How do you know eye level? How can you tell eye level? Yards per attempt. Yards per attempt down the field. Quarterbacks see the throwing the ball down the field. Let's take Deshaun Watson. He's over 8 yards down the field. Aaron Rodgers in his last two games, over 9 yards down the field. Now, there's a time where Rodgers was in the sevens. Eye level. When your eye level's down, your quarterback's worried about getting hit. That's the number one job you've got to do is get his eye level back up. How do you do that? Give him security. Make him feel protected.
All right. That's amazing stuff. Now I need you to analyze the sack that Carson took in the end zone, because that is not supposed to happen. Is that on him?
Look, he's counting on his left tackle to block, right? So, you know, Peters got walked back into the quarterback. I mean, what a quarterback thinks is if he's protected, whereas there's not going to be an oncoming rusher, he'll hold this ball, not there, in the end zone. You can't. You know, you got to chip that guy. At that point in the game, this is what's called game adjustments. Somebody need to be on the headset and say, fellas, we can't block Vernon. We can't block Olivier Vernon. Like, we better make sure we get a tight end over there every play. We got to chip him before he gets started. We got to let Jason get set up in his stance so that he can handle the power that's coming at him because he can't block him. That's called game adjustments. You got to be able to do that. And when you're turning the ball over at a rapid rate, like they're turning the ball over, that tells you you're not adjusting to what you need to do. And I think that's been the biggest issue.
Let me just say, I'm really happier than ever that Myles Garrett didn't play. God knows what would have happened then. All right, let me get to the issue of Jason Peters. We could see it. You could see it. Everybody could see it. Doug Peterson comes out Monday and says, no, he's still my left tackle. Give me a good reason why. Why would he do that? Would he know?
I can't because I think I just can't. I mean, I just can't. I can't give you a reason why. I know Sanders fumbled the ball inside the five. I can't understand why they're consistently always in shotgun, why they don't allow to get a lead blocker, try to cut down the opportunities for mistakes. You can't ask me to explain that. Look, you're either coaching it. Here's the saying you have to understand. You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And when you watch that poor play, and Jason's given everything he has, right? He's only playing left tackle because he got a raise and because Dillard got hurt. But the reality of it is everybody's performance is subject to the standard of excellence. And he's just not playing well right now. And it's probably injury-related and age-related. It's not his fault. It's your fault for playing him. You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen.
All right, Mike, you're running the Eagles right now. Do you at least bring in Doug and say what you just said to us and say, what are you doing? Can you involve yourself that much from the front office?
I think this is a philosophical conversation. And me, personally, it is, I want to throw the ball, I want to score points. However, every team's unique and different. We can't operate the 2020 Eagles like it's 2017. We're going to have to change and adjust. We may have to be able to be in more three tight ends, keep the edges. We're going to have to run the ball. It's not what we want to do philosophically, and it doesn't support what the analytics say to do. However, that being said, we're going down the same road. We're doing the same things over again that we know don't work. Why would we continue to do that?
Mike, I'm taking for what you're saying, fascinating stuff, by the way, that you would not bench Carson Wentz.
No, because I think there's a combination of a lot of problems. First of all, it's going to go from bad, real bad, to worse. You put Hurts out there. I mean, he'll make one run, and then he's not going to be able to read the coverage. He's going to hold the ball longer than Wentz does. It's going to get ugly. I mean, that's not the solution. That's not the solution. Look, the head coach of your organization is the chief figure-out officer. He's got to figure out what the problems are and solve them. So that's what he's got to do. That's the number one job he has to do. Chief figure-out officer. And if you can't do that, then you're going to keep making the same mistakes. The whole cries to bench Wentz is really putting lipstick on a pig. It doesn't do any good. It makes the fans happy. And Doug should come out and say, look, we have so many issues that it looks like it's all Carson, but there's other issues. It's my job to fix the other issues. That's what has to be said.
If he doesn't fix him, Mike, what do you do?
Well, I think that's Jeff Lurie and Howie Rose. They got to. First of all, he's dealing with a roster that's not equipped to play very well right now. So that is an issue. You know, they've got so many injuries. They're on that nostalgia tour. They love old players who've been part of their team that can't stay healthy. We talked about this in August, September. We talked about not having a Mike linebacker back in April after the draft. You know, so he's dealing with a really imbalanced roster. And I think as Jeff has to look at it and say, look, I think, you know, we've won a Super Bowl. This group's won a Super Bowl, but this has been a real bad year. We're either going to have to get this fixed with what we have or we have to make changes. He's made changes on offense. They've made changes on offense. They've yet to, and it's yet to be worthwhile. That's when you know as an executive, when you're trying to fix something and it can't get fixed, then perhaps the fixer can't fix it.
Mike, my last question is not mine. It comes from an emailer. All right? And the reason that he asked it is because you are brilliant on this show every week and you're impressing a lot of people. Would you ever consider returning as an executive in the NFL?
No, I think I'm too opinionated for what they want. They
no?
want yes men. They want yes men. I mean, I've been fired once from Philly after we drafted Trey Thomas and traded for Hugh Douglas and all that, which I'm sure I'll get no credit for. Somebody else always takes it. But the reality of it is, and Jeremiah Trotter, but the reality of it is you in the NFL, you're better off not having an opinion because no one, it's truly a few good men, no one wants to hear the truth.
Mike Lombardi, always great, even greater today. Gridiron Genius, read them during the holidays. It's a great way to learn about football. Mike, you're awesome. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, Angela. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Mike. Same to you. Wow. There was a lot to.
Well, that stuff about Carson, he's reacting to things that aren't there.
Yeah,
that was
like
alarming.
A boxer.
Yeah,
they look at where your eyes are. They could tell if your eyes are where they're supposed to be in the quarterback thing, and his eyes aren't there because he's waiting for Jason Peters to get his ass kicked.
When you're on your back, your eyes are looking at the clouds.
Jason Peters didn't just give up the 3 sacks to Vernon. Seven pressures.
Carson
was hit 7 times when Peters was there to block. And then they announced Peters is coming back.
Apparently they have no better. I don't know. But
Milan is better than him.
I think so. But what do I mean, they must be seeing something.
Wow.
It's embarrassing.
That was a lot to chew on. We're coming back. It's all callers next segment. Top of the hour, we will be talking to Ruben Francow, who's breaking a lot of stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking a few heads along the way as well. WIP Sports Time is 7:35.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.